Welcome to Fabulous After 50, the podcast for women wanting to make the most of their lives. My name is Julie Kennedy, and I am your host. Today, I welcome Corien van Zoelen, a yoga business coach, speaker, trainer, and more. Welcome, Corien. Thank you for being with us here today. Can you maybe start with sharing a little bit about who you are, what you do, and why you do it?
Thanks for the invitation. It's really lovely to be in your podcast. And I'm Corien and I help yoga teachers, but at this moment also coaches, therapists, masseurs, and other spiritual entrepreneurs with their business and especially with an online business. Right. So I already helped yoga teachers because I had a yoga studio. But later on, I noticed that also other entrepreneurs asked me also to help them. So
they now could benefit from the same.
50% the yoga teacher and the rest is something else. So I think also I'm going to change the name because it doesn't fit anymore.
It doesn't represent all of what you do.
Yes. And so I live in Holland. I'm Dutch and I live in Lelystad, but I don't know if you know
Lelystad. That's up north, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in the new part of Holland because there was sea and then they made land and then they built all new cities on
Very
it.
Very clever the Dutch are with their water management.
Yeah. Okay. So so I live over there and I have a daughter and I have a son.
Well, Wonderful. Well, that has us nicely situated. Now, for the topic of today, you chose, it was actually a Dutch expression, which I looked hard to try and find the right translation for it. And I think this was probably what it is. It's that an accident can be a blessing in disguise. So that means that, you know, from anything bad, you can find something good. So my first thought was, well, with a title like that, I feel that you're probably talking from personal experience, right?
Yeah, right.
Go on then. Tell us what happened.
Now, I was a yoga teacher and I had my own yoga studio and I also worked at school as a teacher with little children from 4 till 6 years old. And I thought I want to do something with online because many people ask me, I also want to have yoga with you, but you are living so far away. So that's why I thought I want to do something online, but I didn't know how I could do it. And I didn't have the time because I was busy with my job and my yoga studio and my family, of course. And then I fell off the stairs in June
2014. So you fell down the stairs.
No, in 2015, I fell off the stairs and then I broke my shoulder blade.
Ouch.
And after that, I couldn't move my arm anymore. And I couldn't make my hair in a straw or put on my clothes or going to sit down or lay down. Or
so suddenly you were basically handicapped from the top.
I really needed help from everybody. But also my business, I had to arrange somebody who was doing my yoga classes.
Right.
So, and then at that time I had time to make an online course. Wow. And so I took a business coach and she helped me to make the online course and I typed everything with one hand because I couldn't use the other arm. And so then after that, I made all my videos and my online programs about chakras and meridians and all kinds of stuff. And because I thought I wanted to make my company like fall from stair proof.
Right. So, you didn't want anything like that to stop you again, because, of course, we are very vulnerable, especially if I suppose you're sort of a solopreneur like I am and like very many of us are. And when your whole livelihood depends on your physical health, you know, everything just collapses if you're unable to move. So basically you wanted to make your business fall down the stairs proof so that nothing could stop. Okay.
So that will also be like a passive income when it's not me in my company. So that's why I started with the online programs and then I made all the videos in December 2015. And then I could do something a little bit more with my arm. And so in January 2016, I did a chakra challenge, and there were like 1780 people who are doing with that challenge, but not only in Holland but also Belgium and all Europe.
So what is a chakra challenge?
Was like 7 days. The first day we did first chakra and then second day second chakra, like that. And then but there were like people, yoga students, in Europe, but also China, Vietnam, Turkey, America. So it was really amazing. And after that, I started first time with my own online course, and that was like 63 people. And that's after good. That,
especially because then we're talking about before Corona, aren't we?
Yeah. I
mean, then the idea of online yoga course, you know, people were like, of course not, you know, yoga, I need to be there. Yeah. Yeah.
So it was also difficult, you know, because when I was giving a webinar, they say, yeah, where do we have to come? And I said, no, you can do it from your house and you have to have like stable internet like that. So
right.
I had to explain. And also with the videos, I also had to explain like, you don't have to come to the studio. You can do it by yourself at home or when you're on traveling and in a hotel like that. So it was, yeah, because people couldn't imagine what it was.
Our mindset was completely different then, right? You know, we were used to having our teacher with us in the room, correcting us. Yeah.
And for me, it was also like, it was also amazing, you know, because I get much reactions from people and they say, oh, when we did the first chakra, because I was very nervous, of course, but because 1,780 people,
that's
I thought, whoa, that's big room full of people. But they say like, oh, I felt my lower back or I felt a warmth over there or I saw the color red. And I thought, oh, amazing. They don't have to be in my studio.
Right. It does work.
So for me, it was also eye-opener at that time. And so after that, many yoga teachers followed me and bought my program so they can make like workshop series. And then they used my programs for inspiring. And then later on, they asked me, so can you help me with my business? So that's where it started. And I found out that they have the same questions as I have. And when I started with my business and when I started with my business coach, so that's why I made an online course to make your own business. And later on, I made an online course to make your own online course. Because I thought, yeah, when I can make programs about yoga, I can also make programs about building a business and making an
online course. Must be very liberating because, I mean, the problem that most of us have is everything does depend on us. You know, so that means that basically there's no holiday, for example. You know, if you're not earning, well, you know, you're not earning. It's not paid holiday. It's not the idea that you can just switch everything off and lie on the beach for 2 weeks. So at least with that idea, it's the passive earning. So, I mean, it was indeed a blessing in disguise. You knew already that you wanted to do something like that, but it wasn't top priority until it had to be. And I think that's one of the beautiful ways of looking at life. You know, sometimes shit, excuse me, the language happens that we certainly had not planned nor wanted. But often if you use the mindset of, you know, what can I find in there, what good can I take out of it, you know, you learn and you grow. And we learn a lot more from, you know, the downfalls than from the good sides. The good things which happen to us, we just enjoy them, but we don't actually learn from them. So I mean, this must have been an absolute godsend for you when Corona struck, because of course then, you know, all the people in your industry had to suddenly think, well, you know, what happens when there's lockdown? What happens when there's no face-to-face? Your whole business collapses.
Yeah, exactly. Because I already told many people, but they say, yeah, I don't want to do online. I want to have the contact with the people. And I said, it's not that you do it or this one or that. It's you can do it together.
But you're flexible. And people can choose as well, because the good point that you made as well is about holidays. And for example, lots of us are more, you know, digital nomads now, when we take our business and our laptop and we move around. And I know for me, the gym was actually one of those things. You know, then I was really missing my workouts at the gym. And then you discover that there's, you know, so much stuff that you can do online with just your own body weight. So you don't need to lug around 30 kilos of weights either. But it is all that mindset of having that flexibility. And sure, most of us, if given the choice, would prefer a face-to-face yoga lesson where afterwards, you know, you can chat with people and there's the synergy in the room, but at least you have all of these options for when you can't. And for you, it must have been really good for your business as well, that people, as you say, it's passive income as well. You can't be everywhere at the same time, whereas people can actually follow your programs everywhere at the same time.
Yeah, because first for me, it was difficult to explain to people what the profits are when you do online. And when Corona started and they said like on 14 March on a Saturday, I give also a webinar, like how you can do like a live stream by Zoom or by webinar or by Facebook Live or Instagram Live. They all also didn't know how to do that.
No, none of us.
Yeah. With the free webinar, and there were like 1,500 yoga teachers and coaches who were following the webinar. And after that, they all started with the Zoom and that kind of thing. So that's really good. still, then it's like uurtje factuurtje, you say in Holland, like you do the hour work and then you get paid for it. And when you have an online program, it's like once you give your time, your energy and your money, and when you have it, you can sell it to one person, 10 or 100 or 1,000. It doesn't matter. There's no end. There's no ceiling.
Right. And I mean, it is an initial investment, but also in a way it's good because it really forces you to condense precisely what you do to make it a program, right? Like you have step one, step two, step three, the images, yes, the text, the video. It really forces you to sort of, yeah, crystallize what it is that you're doing. And of course, it is an initial investment, whether it's the technical side or just the time of making all of these different scripts and videos and the music or whatever that goes with it, if you have that as well. So, I mean, well done on that. And so obviously now you've broadened it out to not just helping yoga teachers, but also, I mean, all sorts of coaches of different things. Or so that helps, you know, broaden it out for you as well.
Yeah, but it's also not that they have to make like a yoga program with yoga lessons. Hey? It's so much more, because yoga can be a part of a journey. And because many yoga teachers are also a life coach, or they help people with food.
Dietitian, yeah.
So when they can make like a program for their customers to really change their life. So, and then yoga is a part of it, or meditation or mindfulness. So, and that makes it also special. And I always like to look what done in your life by job, what did you do in your life, some things happens in your life which makes impact on you, and how can you help another one with it. And yeah, I also use like the human design in my coaching. I don't know if you know the new
human design. What is human design? Tell us.
Yeah, it's like kind of astrology and also chakra learnings and I Ching. And it's because when you are born, same like when you say, oh, I'm Scorpio,
oh,
or
yeah,
like
okay,
that. But then you have like you are a manifestor, manifesting generator, a generator, projector, or a reflector. So okay, there are like five types. And then you also have like different profiles. And you can see much things in it. It's really amazing. And also you can find out like what's this my way to do entrepreneurship.
Right. Okay. It's basically something which helps you understand which is the best way for you to operate. And that's sort of based on planets and energy at the time of birth.
Yeah. At the time of birth and 3 months before you were born. Okay. So because then it's like the unconsciousness part of your body. And then the part when you were born, when the planets are on that
constellation.
Gate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then it's your most of it, you are conscious about it. And yeah, so it also gives you like, I have to have my customers from my inner circle, or okay, I can be invited by an event to speak over there, and I will get my customers over there. So everything is also in it. And like you have to have a response, or you have to wait for an invitation.
Okay. So it's really, so basically helps you understand yourself. Yeah. And which is the best way for you to go forward? Because, of course, I mean, we're talking about a 50 plus audience. So most of us are starting to at least understand a little bit about how we work, even though it's always work in progress. Yeah. But basically, this can be a very reassuring tool then to sort of cut through lots of the ways which is best to not go, and to at least try it in a certain way. So this is something that you actually teach the human design, or
I help the entrepreneurs, I also make sometimes the human design chart and reading, and I speak in an audio, and I will send it to them, and I will give the chart and the human design chart and the Gene Keys chart, and they can to know them self better. And I'm also 50, but now I understand why I do the things I did, and why some things work and some things don't work, because now it's in my chart. And I said, oh, I understand now how it is. And
I think that's the nice thing with doing it at our age. It's not so much that we read like an astrological chart and say, oh, this is how I need to be. It's that when we come in touch with things like that at our age, that it's more a recognition of, now I get it.
Why I always did it that way,
etc. And it is reassuring in a way. Of course, it doesn't mean you blindly follow it, but it can help you explain things, and it can help you indeed cut through all the, let's try this, let's try that, and at least start trying what seems to be closest to your human design. I've never actually heard about that.
It's really amazing. And what I also do is it's also a coach tool and like systemisch werk. I don't know
systemic
the English word.
Work, yeah.
Yes. So, and then, but then it's in a thing with scent in it. And okay. Then you put the symbols in it or an animal like that. And then every animal or every symbol has its own meaning. And then you can also see like, oh, why put myself in the middle or right, at the okay. border or
it's like family constellation sort of thing. It's so systemic constellations, yeah. That you how you are in rapport to whatever is around you, whether it's a working atmosphere, your family or whatsoever, yeah. And these things,
yeah, and it's also nice because then as sometimes you put the things in it and then you don't know why you put it over there, but then the story comes and it's also like it's also your unconsciousness what brings the information, and it gives you exactly a direction, right. For your life and for your own company. And so yeah, I also do the marketing and the strategy and social media explanation like that, but I think you first have to know yourself, yes. And yeah, you know what am I here to do, what's my purpose, what's my life's work, and that's all you can find also in the human design. And when you have cleared that for yourself, then you can also build the company.
Oh, I'm going to look into that. I like that idea. And as you say, we're not talking about making something, about creating something. We're talking about revealing what's already there in our unconscious. And that's, yes. Also very grounding. It makes you feel very authentic. It's not a shopping list of what would be nice to have. It's really, yes. Recognizing your own true essence and what you are here for. Right. Now, if we take a step back and we go back to this topic of accidents being able to be a blessing in disguise, of course, lots of people do struggle very much to see it that way and see have a tendency to maybe fall into the victim role and why me and how did this happen and not again, and this is always happens to me and all of that sort of negative spiral. I mean, what advice would you have for the listeners about using the bad things or the obstacles that happen to us as an opportunity?
Yeah, I think that everything what happens to you is exactly an opportunity, because and I was at that moment, I was lying on my couch and I thought something will be good for me in the future that this happened to me at this moment. Only I don't know at this moment
what it is. And so it was then, like a trust that there, yes, was a reason for this. It wasn't just something bad, but you had to be patient and trust that there was going to be a positive benefit, yeah. Of you basically being enabled to work.
Yeah, and because I made the decision later on to get into contact with that business coach who helped me to make the online course, that changed my life because it changed my company.
Yeah.
Change the way I'm living. And last year, September 2021, my husband died suddenly.
Oh, and, goodness, sorry.
Yeah. So then the first, he was 1 month in the hospital, and it was not in Lelystad, but it was in Almelo. So we had to travel all the way to that. And yeah, then later on, he died. But I thought I'm really, yeah, thankful for my own company, because, yes. I wasn't there, but still I had the passive income. And also after that, when you are in grief, yeah, then also still money was,
yeah,
yeah, was there. Yeah. You know that, like, it's a stable income. And yeah, so I work only when I want to work, because one day I feel good and one other day I don't feel good. But I'm still glad I took the opportunity,
yeah,
and made and created this life for myself.
Right. So, I mean, if I take that sort of for other people as well, it's then the idea of the fact that we should always have some sort of cushion, right? Some sort of plan B or which becomes, yes. Plan A, but to not depend, especially at our age, because, you know, none of us know what tomorrow is going to offer. I mean, I know during COVID, I suddenly woke up to the fact that my entire business model is built on the fact that I have a huge amount of energy. But what happens if I were to get, you know, long COVID, like some of my colleagues have had, where, you know, a year and a half later, they're still, yeah. Really struggling to get to the, my entire business model collapses. And that's when it was a big wake-up call for me, you know, be clever, have a plan B, make something online. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, that's exactly the idea, is invest, take time, you know, to really structure it, get the technical help you need, because, you know, we're talking about online programs. I think it's quite common in the 50 plus category, but for me, certainly so, that the creative part, I'm fantastic, but you start talking about technical bits or whatsoever, and I, first of all, I try, then I get frustrated, and then I just drop it. I mean, this podcast, I chose to invest in it. I really wanted to do it because I missed interviewing like I used to do on the radio. I really wanted to do it, but I knew that if I didn't invest in Anke Herrmann, then who set this all up for me, attached it to my website, branded it, taught me how to do the editing, the uploading, the artwork, etc., it would not have happened. Mm-hmm. So I think it's also to really... Yeah, have that dual way of keeping, so that you keep your financial independence. And I would also say, to come back to the very tragic story of your husband passing so young, also that you did have that mindset, and that you did already have that trust, you know, trust what good there will be in there to, you know, in order to have the strength to keep on going. Because we're modern women, but so many of us rely entirely on, you know, the other half. At least
you have your own part, you know.
Yes.
Same. Yeah, he's doing this in the house, and I do this in the house, and and then now you have to do both. So
And it's the thing about independence. There is no independence without financial independence. That's what I'm learning. You know, I would say I'm free. I need my freedom. I don't want to be tied down by a 9-to-5 job and all of that. And, you know, I need my independence. I divorced, but I have a new partner, but I still need my independence. But then I was thinking, you know, there is no independence without financial independence, because otherwise
that's also many people, they also say, like, you know, I like to do the yoga, or I like to do the coaching. Yeah, but you also have to pay for your rent, you know?
And it's so not because we don't like it that we shouldn't be paid for it either, right?
Yeah.
I mean, lucky us to like, you know, I mean, that's
like
the ideal world, to like
but
our job.
Many people think, like, oh, when I'm doing my job in an office, which I don't like, then it's normal to get money for it. But when I do something I like,
I agree,
it's difficult to find money for it. But that's also like money mindset. And yeah, we made the appointment with each other to give money, like to change things. But it's energy,
It's energy. That's a very good point. And that my money mindset personally has been something which, I mean, I just realized that, I mean, I really don't care about money, but I need it. Of course I need it. And I love traveling, and I have three children that I wish I could be there more for. Plus, I would like to have a cushion, you know, a safety cushion for later. I, you know, no pension, no savings, no nothing. But it's just a clever thing to do. But I have always seen money as something a bit dirty, a bit distasteful. And in an ideal world, I wouldn't need money. We would just barter. You know, I would help somebody do something, and they would in return give me something.
And maybe
else,
it will also be that in future, you know, because you don't know, everything is changing.
But our reality for now isn't that, right? You do need money to pay for the rent.
You still need the money, and maybe later on it is not. And we do, like, we change the things again. Like, I have the apples, you make the apple.
Exactly, which is in a way an ideal way.
At this moment, we still make, like, this is the thing we are going to give to each other. So you have to work through your money mindset.
So looking at your life then, and you have had some very serious obstacles, two of which you've mentioned, and there's probably a lot more, like many people have. What's your advice to? What have you taken from this as learning point, just in general for our audience? So, I mean, I heard you say trust that anything, you know, bad which happens will have a ray of sunshine in there, which might turn out to be a lot bigger than the actual, you know, down bit. Before I hear you talking about, you know, making sure that you don't fully rely just on you, that you have some sort of, you know, passive income, online product, etc. What else would you say you've learned?
Yeah, the I think the most important thing is to trust yourself, and that everything, and also to trust, like, the universe or God or the angels, what you want, that everything is for me and not against me. So everything what happens is with a reason, and even if you don't know the reason, it's to make your soul to learn the lessons what it's here for.
And so everything's for a reason, right? Nothing happens by chance. Everything happens for a reason.
You don't know it. And even it's, Yeah, it's very horrible, you know. It's horrible for my children to
Of
lose their
course it
father
is.
when they are so young. But I believe that our soul already know what happens and that we all have our own learnings here. And my husband choose his soul choose
An
dying
early
early. I
departure,
choose for being a widow, and my children choose for being a young, losing their father. And I think, but that's from soul, and for a person, you don't know that not anymore which appointments you made. Thank God you don't know it anymore. But I think, yeah.
And I suppose that just makes you have a lot more of an empowering attitude, unless instead of having that feeling of something being taken away from you, you being debilitated, it gives you that feeling of, we don't like not having control over our lives, do we? I mean, it's the scariest thing. We don't like that. We like to control everything. It makes us hope that we'll be safe, but the truth is we can't. There is
No,
no
especially
safety
now, you
anymore.
don't know what future will bring. You
No,
don't
and
know
it's
day
knowing
to
that you
day.
can cope. It's knowing that whatever life's going to put on your path tomorrow, because none of us have a clue. I mean, I
No.
might fall down my stairs, as I leave this room. None of us know. But
Don't
it's
say it too loud, eh? Because you never know what you wish for. I said, I want to go relaxed on a holiday. I want to go relaxed on a holiday. That's what I said. It was like affirmation for me because I was very busy before the holiday. And then I fell down the stairs. And I was like 4 weeks on my couch, relaxed with
I
pain.
agree. I
And then I
agree.
went on holiday, so I was so relaxed on holiday, and I thought, yeah, I really asked for it for
I
this.
mean, I almost had that as well. I had 7 trips in a row since in the last 6 months, and I was exhausted. And I was thinking, gosh, oh, I just wish I could just stay at home for a week, do nothing, speak to nobody, etc. And then I came back with COVID. So then there we are. I was indeed at home, barely speaking to anybody and just having to rest. Now, I do see you did have three business tips that we'll have to very rapidly zoom through because we've only got a few minutes left. For those, you had three business tips that you also shared with me. So what are they for those who do have a business, who are entrepreneurs?
When you want to become an entrepreneur or when you are an entrepreneur, then you can ask for that free business tips, and then I can help you. And it's also with money mindset. And
Because I see what the I'll repeat maybe you. One was give your expertise to your customer for free, or be prepared to give something, to give something for free. It's a, you're giving something in return. It's not all, take it taking, but it's here's a little bit of something. It's an exchange to do what you are here for, your life's work, to really then maybe do your human design and really come clear in your head. I think there's nothing more liberating than having an absolutely clear idea of what we're here for and then taking action on it. And the third one you'd shared was know your customer and what he or she needs in order to be able to respond to those needs. Look, Corinne, thank you very much. This was a very, very interesting talk. I wish you good luck. Thank you for sharing all of this about, and the online business just totally makes sense to me. And well done you on having come up with this before Corona, which meant, you were one huge step ahead of the game
Yeah, that's
compared to
also in my
most of
human
us.
design that I'm
See?
like always doing the things, and then later on everybody is following me. And I had really problems with the technique, just what you're saying, and that's why also when with my courses, it's not that I only help the entrepreneurs with what kind of things you can do, like create, but also with the techniques I help.
Oh, that's good to know. That's good to know. And
You
that's one
feel
of the
good
ones
later.
on my to-do list for a long time. So let's hope indeed that I
You
don't need
never
a big
know.
wake-up call and fall down the stairs and then I've got no choice but to do it. Let's hope that I just do it by being clever and making time for it. Thank you, Corinne. Thank you very, very much. For the
Yeah,
rest of
thank
you out
you.
there, I think there was a lot of inspiration from this wonderful lady who really does walk the talk, as in she has had her fair share of falling down the stairs, and she's chosen to make something out of it each time, and which is what I wish for all of us. Speak to you again this time next week. Thank you for listening. Now it is up to you to make it happen. Join me next week for another dose of empowering vitamins as we navigate the marvelous roller coaster we call life. Subscribe and let me know what you think we should be talking about. Take care out there.